Three of them, and they're three across, and I think it's too high. If it's an imperfect one.
Amazing how many things are sized just to fit in a tractor and trailer the way it goes down the road.
I tell you, a nice factory over there though. I mean, nice and clean and organized and spacious.
That other place you go to that you can't get in and out of?
Yeah, the one I'm going to today, yeah. Anyway, gotta go twice every day. I do this route.
But you love backing into that place.
Heard I was sweating bullets a little. They would tell you you're backing up. Now I don't have any problem with it, but man, you never know. It's like a box of chocolates. You pull up, you don't know which door you're going to or how you're getting there.
I don't either.
One of the dock plates, they've had to replace it. So that was like a third or fourth time. I guess the people who are too rough on them or the tractor. I don't know how a tractor trailer can tear it up, but they get tore up. So go figure that one. Yeah, those things ain't cheap.
For HTX, I imagine they're not, because they're pretty heavy duty.
Truck rolled across them. NC9V mobile. But I don't know. I guess it takes money to make money, I've always heard.
I'm not making any money.
Yeah, I've always wondered that myself there, Patrick. Remind me of a beach meme to send Ken this morning. Of course, this weekend he's going to, what's the lake over there? Marion or Moultrie, I can't remember where it's Marion. Lake Marion? Yeah. He's going to the Santee State Park. I don't know if he's moving today or tomorrow. Maybe today.
Today, he's doing that. I'm going to spend the weekend there and come home.
Where Andrew's at? He didn't take a vacation too, did he?
I don't know where he's been, why he hadn't been on the radio.
They got a big recall on the Beamers.
What's the recall for?
Batteries. Charging issue with the batteries. They said it's something about a software upgrade. I don't know. Batteries overheating or what?
Ain't no telling. As hard as they're working the 12-volt system, I don't know what the cars are. I have way too much on them for a 12-volt system anymore. I'm surprised they haven't jumped up to at least a 36-volt or a 48-volt system.
They got these new EV cars. Yeah, I don't know. Because, you know, the batteries are not 12-volt. They're, I don't know, 96-volt something. Who knows? Probably stronger than a golf cart battery.
It's still got a 12-volt battery on it. In most cases, or at least the hybrids do. They're two systems, two separate systems. And the EVs probably don't, but they're 480 volts, something like that. They're way on up there.
Yeah, nowadays, I've never wanted to be a firefighter anyway, but I sure would want to be one today. Firemen. I used to tell them that, no problem with me. You can do all the fire stuff. I'll do the police stuff. me and fire don't mix. So things that go boom scare me.
Think about a lithium battery afire. You can't put it out unless you starve it for oxygen, and some of those even then. So you can't just put water on it.
You know, keep everybody away from it and let it burn itself out.
Morning, gentlemen. KO4MUF.
Cody, KO4HKX. Hope you're having a good start to your day.
NC9V.
Mr. Leon, good morning to you both. And yes, it's a great start to the day.
Good start, too. I've seen raccoons, deer. Let's see, what else have we seen running down the road here?
Well, they're on the move.
Cause morning was a possum. And he didn't make it across the road.
Anything good, so we'll see how it plays out.
Some something else hit him. It was DRT, dead right there.
Mine either, luckily. They've tried. I've seen, three raccoons, one baby, and a couple deer already this morning. And luckily, they're staying on the side of the road, except for the raccoons. They tried to cross the road, and I missed them.
Turkey season. I had to stop the other day for, six turkeys and three little babies. And, man, they were everywhere. Old gaggle up.
Why do they call it a gaggle?
I don't know.
Plucking is going on. And, I guess, I don't know.
Today?
Not working today. Going down to pick up a friend and take him somewhere he needs to go.
Good. That's supposed to have been our 4-day weekend, but with the holiday, it makes it a 3-day weekend. Just 8-hour days this week, so we're going to meet for breakfast. Me and a couple guys from work.
That's nice.
That you can get along with the guys you work with and spend time with them outside of work. Makes a difference.
You know, and we work good together, you know, so and it makes a, there's, it just, it's a good deal to do, you know, to keep the camaraderie up between you.
So many workplaces you go to anymore, they want to keep everybody isolated and in their little cubicle or whatever, if they even come to work. You don't even spend time with your coworkers anymore.
It makes it a sad day. Cause, you know, you spend pretty much more time with these guys at work than you do at home.
Work the 12-hour shifts. Man, yeah. We were definitely spending more time with our coworkers than we were family.
That right, huh? 12-hour shifts at DuPont.
Miles.
You definitely spend more time with people you're working with than you do your own family.
Girl on my team. I used to call her my other wife. I spent more time with her than I did my wife.
Wendy rubbed that one in on you.
At work, people couldn't believe it, that we'd all pile around off duty too. Me, the wife, and the kid and girl.
Become friends, you know, just work's work, but you become friends, so you keep them separated, just enjoy yourself outside of work, right?
That's probably the only people I keep in touch with over at my old job, is her, because, you know, we just get along good. Me and Wendy had lunch earlier the other day.
Deal right there.
A traumatic incidents will definitely bring you closer together, that's for sure.
Down the mountain.
Use your Jake brake, any?
Did use this little gear shift lever.
Overdrive, did you?
No point in burning the brakes up.
We don't need no stinking brakes. Yesterday, all the way to Samsung and back, and passed like 3 or 4 DOT guys, and I never got a ticket, never got stopped.
Must have been driving like you had some sense.
Drive like I got sense. I just meant I'd always drive my tandem to the right length. Your authority for your DOT numbers there, Patrick? You probably have just, merchandise? I don't forget what the technical term they have with that check for the stuff you're hauling.
Carrying my own freight, so I don't remember exactly what they call it, but I'm not for hire, so that's what mine is.
That difference. I was trying to explain that to Dean yesterday. The difference between yours and what you'd have to do a hot shot.
For me logging on the website and saying I'm changing it, though, I mean, that's all it is.
I'm sure you've got the liability to cover it.
I don't know if it's the same, but I have the marine coverage to cover freight, my freight. I've got $2 million policy on that.
It's industry standard now.
With as expensive as trucks and freight has gotten, I can see that.
You know, you can do the hot shot. You might as well go ahead and throw a little hazmat in there because you can't haul cars without, you know, saying you hauled gasoline and oil. So that ups everything a little bit, too.
We'll stock butane on the truck. That way I don't have to deal with that.
I don't know what the limitation is on that. If there's a certain amount you have to have in order to have to claim it.
But I don't remember what it is.
Under it, but who knows?
Well, butane, wouldn't you still have to do a hazmat?
How much of it you're hauling, but it's a pretty small amount. It's not much.
Well, this question at you two. These pickup trucks, these guys, these, you know, 1 ton or 450s, 550s pulling these car trailers, do they got to have a Class B?
One of the hotshot drivers doing delivery for somebody, they got to have a Class A. That's a combination vehicle.
It weighs over 26,000. And then there's a trailer restriction there. If your trailer is over 10,000, so yeah, you pretty much have to have a CDL Class A.
The guy I work with, he's got a Class A, but it's a restriction on it to pimple hitch only. You know, he didn't get it with a fifth wheel. And he was telling me the other day he bought one of them little white Volvo trailer house, mobile home movers, and he bought a trailer to haul them little cars with. Well, his license won't cover that then, will it?
If it's one of the trailer haulers, like a mobile home, they use a regular ball mount.
Okay. I didn't think about that.
What was he using, Jody?
At Volvo, I call them pup tractors, you know, just for moving a mobile home, that type of tractor.
I think there's a different type of authority as the list for DOTs for that. And you start moving house stuff.
Moving house stuff, he bought it so he could just start transporting scrap cars to the scrap yard. You know, push them up on a trailer with a little machine and tie them down and take them to the junkyard.
Depending on what his weight is, he may not have to do that. He may not even need a CDL. I'd have to talk to the person about that one. They get really involved with that.
And that's why I was kind of just a little, you know, complex going, yeah, okay.
He
had a
bigger truck on one car at a time.
CDL, and I did not. I just had a regular, what they call it, North Carolina's Class C. And that's all I had. And I was hauling. As long as the weight on the trailer was a good specs for me, which I capped it at 10,000, that kept us underneath the 26,000 limit. So I didn't need a CDL.
First of that, but I got both parts of that. Anyway, they, he's, I think right now he said he's got 3 or 4 sitting on there waiting to go.
Leon, that would be why he needs a CDL, because he's putting more than one car on there at a time.
Time he's playing into the DOT, why is all of more than one car?
Scrap vehicles, going to the scrap yard so, you know, they load up as much as they can. But yeah, it's probably a ball trailer, but he told me that trailer was like 43 or 53 feet, something like that. So I was thinking it wouldn't be a ball, but it could be. KF4MUF, right in.
I saw a guy go down the interstate the other day. I took a picture of it way back. And he was throwing, like, had a car hooked up with a tow bar to the back of his truck, and back to that, the tow bar was another car with a tow bar, and then they had a trailer on a ball hitch. It looked like a regular killer van. And he was heading down to Georgia to go scrap them all.
Now that's legal.
I've seen them trailer hooked to trailer, you know, ball trailer to ball trailer, pulling them down the road, you know, especially in South Florida with campers and boats and stuff like that. It's just like, really?
Legally, that's a full combo, if you ask me. It would require a CDL Class A.
The combination endorsement.
These big old Class 5 motorhomes, air brakes and everything, and you still don't need a CDL for them.
No vehicle, Jody.
Happens.
And for people to transport motorhomes and stuff like that, drive away or tow away. Like, you know, fifth wheels and motorhomes. Motorhomes, they just fly you out. You jump in a motorhome and drive it to where it needs to be, and they fly you back. The rise in transport, they're always looking for people.
Got this. I don't think I would like that, driving a different vehicle every time, fresh off the lot, that you don't know if it's right or not, across the country. Yeah, I could see lots of problems with that.
What's interesting is the fact that they don't want you sleeping in the vehicle, even though it's a motorhome that's designed to be slept in. They don't want, it's a brand hammer new vehicle, they don't want the drivers sleeping in them, so they put them up in motels.
Who knows? I don't really know on that one.
Cheating going on. I used to write when I was working night shift, I'd go over there to Walmart and they'd find them up parked up there all the time, sleeping in the camper.
They'll allow you to do that there in Hendersonville?
They're cleaned out, but I think if you go in and talk to management, they'll just stay like over the night or something. Walmart now at about 11 o'clock.
Like that, it's not a 24-hour Walmart anymore.
Get there late and leave early, they'll never know. NC 9B.
Have some kind of security riding around, make sure you didn't steal no carts.
Stalker crew, I think.
Because every time I go in there, they're stalking during the middle of the day.
We pay the drivers really well. Our manager from over here, this office, he quit to go drive for them. Maybe he'll let me a bad gig because he's at the big Walmart warehouse down there off of 385. Yeah, it's kind of like driving for Ingles, I guess.
Where you and I live, there's not much like that around you. You've got to drive a ways to get to it.
True.
My house, that Walmart distribution center and warehouse, it's 2 hours easy.
I commute every day.
It's about 100 miles every day. And I just completed half of it. So I'm here at the office, fellas. Y'all have a great day. And Patrick, have a good trip. Hopefully I'll holler at you later. Jody, be safe. Enjoy your breakfast. And see you 9B.
Hey, Leon. Hope you have a good, safe day. KO4HK.
Leon, enjoy your day. Be safe out there. Mr. Patrick, I'm about to pull into my destination, too, so I'm going to say 7-3 is why I got a chance, my friend. You enjoy your day with your friends, and we'll catch you out here later on. KF4MUF.
Be careful out there today. Good to hear you. And I hope if I don't talk to you again, you have a great weekend. KO4HGX. 7-3.